Even when I was going on the sludge boat, every so often, I'd have something to say, oh, today we've seen a whale.
Yeah.
There'd be, you say, pilot whales or something. They'd be out by the Ambrose lightship, which is, you know, they'd be swimming around, or it'd be something else that or they brought in.
Do you have any good stories about the sludge boats?
Well, it tended to be sort of uneventful. I mean, what the brand new, the Newtown Creek and the first voyage, it almost capsized because by now everything was automated. And the man that was going to open the dumping valves, he was pushing the buttons in a long row, boom, 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 boom. But unfortunately, some valves opened up quicker than others. So the ship developed a list that the water was starting to slop in on the edge of the hull, you know, at the edge of the deck. So that was sort of, you know, when I got home, I was like, ah, oh, geez, what a day. Another time on the ferry boat, they came on with a big load of cement, and they drove on, and the driver, instead of taking the inner lane to be towards the inner part of the ferry, he went on the outer lane, and the whole ferry went over again quite a bit, and broke all these the mooring hooks they use when a ferry boat ties up. They have a hook like on each bow, on the side of the bow, and the deckhand hooks it up.
Yeah.
And then they can elevate or lower the ramp to, so it's flush with the deck of the vehicle deck, you know. So otherwise, you know, there was some funny stories which over the years, you know, when the fellas going ashore after trips sometimes and having a few too many beers. One time two fellas got their brand new false teeth mixed up. But he had them on the bar. Well, I went home, but they stayed for another few hours, and I only ended up with each other's false teeth. So the next morning, they found out that's what happened. So we were going to laugh out of that. So